Welcome to the BSJ Podcast, Season 2, Episode 7. Now today we're going to be talking about masks. You know, the big debate across the United States is masks. This is another thing with this country is divided on. We're divided on the mask, we're divided on every aspect of politics. We're divided on the national anthem. We're divided on racism. We're divided on camps of culture, pro-gun, anti-gun. There's just so much division in this country. And masks, probably being top two, top three, maybe top four. Anybody that knows me, the American Redneck Buckshot Jones, knows I'm very anti-mask. I don't believe in them. I don't think they work. I don't trust them. I think they make you sicker. But that's just my personal opinion. Hey, you want to wear a mask? By all means, wear a mask. We won't judge you for wearing them, but don't judge us. Judge us for not wearing them. You see, there's one thing we're in this United States we're losing. We're losing our freedoms. So we ought to respect each other. You have the freedom to wear them if you want them. I got the freedom to wear them if I don't want to wear one. And I won't wear one. I got COPD. I got heart issues. I'm 51 years old. And throughout this whole Chinese virus, I haven't had it. By the grace of God, I haven't had it. So I don't need no mask. Protect me, protect anybody else. By the grace of God, I don't have to wear one, and I haven't had the Chinese virus. You know, back in here in my state in Ohio, closet Democrat Mike DeWine keeps on saying it again every press conference he has. Mask work, mask work, mask work. I got to the point where I got tired of him saying it because it was pissing me off and getting my blood pressure real high. It was to the point where I just quit watching him. My girlfriend wanted me to quit watching him because it was just pissing me off, make me bitter, make me angry because of his lies about the mask. It's all about my opinion. You're allowed yours, so allow me to have mine. We're still Americans. You can have yours. I'll have mine. It's all about control. They're seeing who they control and who they can't control. Either you're docile or you're not. Heck, 98% of Ohio alone was red. But people were still wearing masks, right? Mask work. And the social distancing, 6 feet, right? The social distancing, but mask work. It's all ridiculous. And you got some states are getting away from the mask mandates, like Florida, like Texas, like Mississippi. Ohio has a mask mandate, and they get higher cases than Florida, who has no mask mandate. One of the freest states in this country is Florida, Texas, and Mississippi. Then you got states with closet Democrat Mike DeWine as their governor. Then that state up north with Gretchen Wilson, an admitted known Democrat, with her mask mandates in Pennsylvania, New York, and the liberal capital of the United States, California, with their mask mandates. But their governor, Gavin Newsom, nephew of the queen of the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, is his aunt. In Ohio's version of Nancy Pelosi, then Ohio Director of Health, admitted Democrat, communist Amy Acton, is one of the three in Ohio that pushed for the mask mandates. 10 months ago, closet Democrat Mike DeWine put in place a statewide mask mandate. Supposed to last 4 to 6 weeks. 4 to 6 weeks. 10 months later, we're still wearing them. Or people are being forced to wear them. Mandate, force, same damn thing. Mandate's just another word for force. Fact, I mean, it is what it is. I get all these businesses requiring you to wear a mask. Like a Walmart, a Target, a Kohl's, other businesses. But the argument there is, they're a private property, they're a private company, they can do what they want. If they want you to wear a mask inside their building, inside their facility, inside their place of business, then you have to wear a mask. It's their rules, it's their guidelines. All the pro-maskers love it. No, ha-ha, the anti-maskers got to comply. But people like the mom-and-pop shops, smaller businesses, they have a no-mask policy. But then the liberals and the Democrats, closet Democrats, they all cry, foul, you got to wear a mask. Don't go in there. That. So what you're saying, with more liberal hypocrisy when it comes, especially, you know, with masks. I mean, liberal hypocrisy is about everything, especially when it comes to masks. You know? If Walmart, Kohl's, Target, whatever big box stores there is, and restaurants and whatever, big chain restaurants, have a store policy, because it's private property, private owned business, and they can mandate you to wear a mask inside their facility, why can't another business who has a no mask policy, won't let you in if you're wearing a mask, have the same respect on that part? You know, back then, way back, just a couple years ago, if you walk into a bank, you walk into a gas station, a convenience store, you wearing a mask meant one thing. You're there to rob the joint. But now these bigger banks and everything, and some of the smaller banks, because of dictators or governors, I'm sorry, like closet Democrat Mike DeWine, like Gavin Newsom in California, and whoever the ones in Pennsylvania and New York, and Gretchen Wilson up in Michigan, and all these other mainly Democrat governors forcing everybody to wear these masks because of their mandates, making these businesses have you comply to these state enforced mandates. These other big box stores having their own mask mandates. But if a state or a governor or a mom pop shop don't want you having, has a no mask policy, they don't want you wearing a mask in their facility for the safety of their customers, for the safety of their employees. Because you're wearing a mask, you might come in and try to rob the joint. So why can't we have the same mutual respect for the enforced mask to the unenforced mask when it comes to businesses and establishments and states? Now, if you got these governors who are in charge of that state, of their state, so Mike DeWine has no business telling Ron DeSantis how to run Florida. I say Ron DeSantis can't tell closet Democrat Mike DeWine how to run Ohio. You know, that's that liberal hypocrisy, the double-edged sword that, you know, rules for thee, not for me, type philosophy and ideology that these Democrats have and the closet Democrats have and all these liberals have. You know, and Joe Biden trying to tell governors who lifted their mask mandates to put them back in. Sorry, Dementia Joe. You have no rights, zero rights, to tell a governor how to run their state. That is their state, that is their job, not yours. Go take a nap, shut the hell up. I mean, you're telling these governors how to run their states, but you can't walk up a flight of steps, so shut up. I mean, people have actually gotten into fist fights over masks just because somebody don't want to wear them. Some people got a compromised health. They cannot, but like to me, I got COPD. Other people got cancer. Other people got COPD. It restricts their breathing. Anybody said, well, the experts, Dr. Tony Fauci. Yes, I said Fauci. Every statement he's made has been false, inaccurate, and untrue. His data, his models, his science, he can't prove none of it. Just because you get in front of the TV and you say certain things, using big words, telling the American people this, telling the American people that, but you can't back up your data, your science, or your models. Just by your words. You know, there could be a red Chevy Silverado out there, and I could tell you it's blue. But it's red, right? Just because I'm telling you one thing don't mean it's true. Same way with Tony Fauci. And goofy Bill Gates, who thinks he's got a PhD in medicine. He ain't got no PhD in medicine. He has no zero rights to say anything about vaccines and masks and all this. He's not an expert. He's a computer nerd and a professional propagandist, just like Tony Fauci. You know, then you got to wear these masks and being limited. Still social distance. That would be at sporting events. In certain states, because of Democrat governors and closet Democrat governors. Using fear and propaganda to keep the people scared. And some people love the government telling them what to do. Tell us what to do. Tell us what to do. People do not use critical thinking. They don't think for themselves anymore. That's the society we have become through propaganda. CNN, MSNBC, a lot of your local news outlets, another news station like CBS and their affiliates, and ABC and their affiliates, and NBC and their local affiliates. Here in Ohio, it's WBNS, SYX in Columbus, WCMH in Columbus, WTTE in Columbus, WHIZ in Zanesville. A lot of the local newspapers that you people live in. Here in Ohio, one of them is the Daily Jeffersonian, the Columbus Dispatch. All are propaganda agents. Hitler used a propaganda agent during World War II to get people in Germany to want to be in the war through propaganda and fear-mongering. Keep you in fear to make you want to wear that mask. When in fact, some of the data, everybody wants to go buy data. What about the other experts saying that the masks are not healthy? They will make you sicker wearing it for a prolonged time. People that work in factories, it's almost summertime. It's going to be hot in there. You're breathing that hot, stagnant air out of your nose and out of your mouth. Hit to that mask, confined mask, and you're just breathing it back in. Compromising your lungs, compromising your immune system through that warm, moist air in a hot environment in a factory. If I got to go to my local Walmart, fine, I'll wear a mask. I see people not wearing it, but the only reason why I wear a mask is because my COPD and my girlfriend had concerns. But just going there wearing it for 5 or 10 minutes, 15, 30 at the most if my girlfriend really wants to do some shopping. But then I'm out. But to go in the factory and wear it for 8 hours in a hot factory, or that's just ridiculous. Or these people who are employed at Walmart, we have to do it because their employer tells them to. Walmart's one of them big box stores, which Walmart's liberal operated, liberal owned. Liberals are all for the mask mandates, all for the fear mongering and propaganda over the Chinese virus. So is Target, so is Kohl's. The poll taken, 95% of Democrat and Democrat supporters wear masks and all for the mask mandates. Where Republican and Republican supporters are independent supporters, about 65% of them wear masks. You know, all this, what I'm saying, is just my opinion. It's all about control. To see who will be the sheep. And I think a lot of these people that are pro-mask, they were told to get on the train to go to a safe environment. We'll take you to the safe camp. All y'all will do it in a second. All y'all will put your children on that train in a second. All y'all will put your fur babies on that train in a second. Just because the government told you to. Let's take you to a safe camp. You'll be safe with us all the way from these mean anti-masking people. Same way with these airlines. All these airlines got these mask mandates. You got to get in this giant tube, depending where you're flying, crammed together with all these people wearing a mask. I mean, your breathing's already restricted with the mask, on top of being in a small area in a plane. I mean, your air is limited. Then the one thing I can't fathom, you get all these people sitting in the car by themselves wearing a mask. You're in the car by yourself. Why are you wearing a mask? So you don't lick the window? Come on. I seen a guy the other day on a motorcycle. Beautiful day out. On a motorcycle by himself. Open air. Wearing a mask. The hell is that? Then, like I said, usually when you go in a bank wearing a, you're wearing a mask. You got, back then, that person wearing a mask had one thing in mind. Now these banks are requiring you to wear a mask. But a guy went in with a full helmet. You know, with the visor, covers your chin, covers your whole head, a full helmet. Had his visor down, wearing a, you know, he picked it up, where it was still covering his nose, the only thing you could see his eyes. Went into a bank to deposit some money. And the bank wanted him to remove his helmet and put a mask on. The hell is the difference? I mean, his nose and his mouth was covered by the helmet more securely. More adhered to his face than what that mask would be. But they want him to remove his helmet and put a mask on before they do any business with him. What is the process thinking in that? That's just dumb. That's what this brainwashing has come with, these masks and the propaganda, and all this bullshit. And you people are falling for it. What happened to critical thinking? What happened to these people with the spine? Nobody does critical thinking anymore. Zero. Needless to say, he got a laugh out of it. He complied, put the mask on, but then, because of that mask mandate, what they did, he closed his account and took his business to another bank. He had his helmet on. Like I said, it covered his nose, it covered his mouth. There's more adhered to his face than what a stupid mask would have been. But through the brainwashing and the fear-mongering and the propaganda, that's where we come to. Critical thinking is what this country is starting to lack. I don't know what to say. I mean, respect my rights of being an anti-masker, and I will respect your rights to be a pro-masker. I mean, this country has enough division and racism and other issues. Why does masks gotta be one of them? I mean, it's... And here in my state of Ohio, a constitutional law firm, 1851 constitutional law, overheard a case in Ohio, and a judge in Ohio seeing Ohio's mask mandates as unconstitutional. Just because of so-called doctors like Anthony Fauci and Communist Amy Acton and all these other, you know, experts saying mask work, you got to wear a mask. But last year during a baseball game, Anthony Fauci wasn't wearing a mask. Liberal hypocrisy when it comes to mask and every other rules for thee, not for me. Type philosophy when it comes to everything with liberals. Anthony Fauci's a liberal. You got to use critical thinking. Think for yourself. If you still want to wear a mask, by all means, wear a mask. Really a shame, but I might fight about it. I mean, what's going to be next? Hazmat suits? I don't know. And in Ohio's long. As closet Democrat Mike DeWine is the governor in this state, his mask mandate will stay in place. We still got 17 more months with this joker. I don't know what it is for Michigan and New York and Pennsylvania and all that stuff, but I know 2022 we can finally get rid of closet Democrat Mike DeWine. California, the most liberal, that's the capital of the liberals in the United States. That's the liberal capital. And they got enough signatures to recall this idiot. Now here's another thing about critical thinking. Think about this.
Bullshit department. In the bullshit department, a businessman can't hold a candle to a clergyman. Because I got to tell you the truth, folks. I got to tell you the truth. When it comes to bullshit, big time, major league bullshit, you have to stand in awe. In awe of the all-time champion of false promises and exaggerated claims, religion. No contest. No contest. Religion. Religion easily has the greatest bullshit story ever told. Think about it. Religion has actually convinced people that there's an invisible man.
Which I don't agree with this right here. Critical thinking. I can't find it. I'm sorry. That's my fault. But critical thinking. Think for yourselves. With that bit, you know, I believe in God. Everybody knows I believe in God. Critical thinking. If you don't want to, that's on you. Critical thinking. But to let a governor, to let somebody like Bill Gates, who has no medical degree, no medical knowledge whatsoever, only thing that he ever did medically is probably put a Band-Aid. And one of his kids, his wife, himself. That's the closest to anything medical the idiots has ever done. Then you got a quack like Anthony Fauci and a quack like Amy Acton and all these other quacks out there. But they're experts, right? About masks, they're experts. Wear a mask, wear two masks, wear three masks, wear four masks. When's it going to end? When's it going to end? But then when you got all these other doctors with PhDs who are against the masks, say masks do not work, masks actually make things worse. But yet, y'all want to still wear them. You know, they're quacks. I don't want to listen to them. Well, that's your choice. You want to listen to Anthony Fauci? That's your choice. If I want to listen to another doctor that says, masks actually don't work. Then I have that right to listen to this doctor. Second opinions. Remember back then? A second opinion? Go get a second opinion. In closing, I'm going to leave you with this song. Thank you for listening. Okay, folks, I was your host, the American Redneck Buckshot Jones. Thanks for listening to my rant. This is the BSJ Podcast. Y'all have a good night.